JB, one other issue about this case. This woman was black. What do we know about the issue of African-American women and heart disease and response to anthracyclines? What do you know about that?
We know that the African-American population is clearly at higher risk, especially if you see issues of peripartum pregnancy, potentially, for developing heart failure in the future, hypertension. Any of those comorbidities will put you at substantially higher risk. Now, the African-American population that are exposed to anthracycline, we haven't specifically looked at that in a large fashion. There's a lot of things that have come up that has never panned out, such as socioeconomic, that has never panned out as being a cause or a potential interaction that leads to development of heart failure. But we do know that the African-American population in general, with the presence of hypertension, their incidence of cardiovascular event is 17-fold higher if they have the presence of hypertension.
What's the sort of pathophysiology? What's going on there?
There was a study that was called the AHEF study, African-American Heart Failure Trial. And the trial was based on the premise that African-Americans, there is a nitrous oxide insufficiency in the arterial bed. So there was a drug called Bidil that was developed from a company in Boston. And it specifically uses a combination of hydralazine and isradil, which is a nitrous oxide donor within the endothelial bed, found a 43% reduction in death in African Americans. The drug received an FDA approval, but there was a great deal of controversy because it was approved only in African Americans. But the mechanism was specifically geared towards nitrous oxide insufficiency.